Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter number 74, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. O Lord, give ear when with my voice I cry aloud to thee. Have mercy also, I entreat, and give answer unto me. 1, 2, and 3 of 74.
From God's holy word, from the Song of Solomon, thereof chapter 2, but first the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Song of Solomon, chapter 2. I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. As the lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Stay me with flagons, comfort me with apples, for I am sick of love. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand doth embrace me. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up nor awake my love till he please. The voice of my beloved, behold, he cometh leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a roe or a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the windows, showing himself through the lattice. My beloved spake and said unto me, Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For, lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth, the timing of the singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. O my dove, that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, let me see thy countenance, let me hear thy voice, for sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies. Until the day break and the shadows flee away, turn, my beloved, and be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Bether.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. O Lord of heaven and of earth, we draw nigh in this afternoon hour to thy blessed footstool. O, give us a place there where we may make known our voice to thee. For thou dost say, O my dove, that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, let me see thy countenance, let me hear thy voice. For sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. O Lord, thou hast heard the voice of thy children already in this day. For it is has ascended on high, where that thou art, and thou who dwellest on high, and who humblest thyself to behold the things that are done in the heavens and in the earth. And thou dost know where each of them do sit in this afternoon hour. O thou sayest, let me see thy countenance. O, it may be a countenance of great discouragement. Yet it may be a countenance which does display much fear. And thou wilt see it, Thou wilt have them to show it unto thee. Thou wilt have them to come out of their secret places, where that they are ashamed of themselves, and will not show themselves. But thou wilt have them to be drawn forth. Oh, could it be also in this afternoon, maybe for the very first time, that thou wilt draw out thine own, to make known in the midst of the congregation, not their work, or all their shame that is only upon themselves, but thy work, and what thou doest for a wretched and a miserable and a poor sinner. O Lord, that thou wouldst draw forth thy work, to make it manifest, to make it open in the midst of the congregation. Oh, that the poor among thy people may be so glad, and that thou wouldst be glorified in the hearts of those that are not able to help themselves. Oh, care for each and every one of thine own flock. Thou knowest those who do say, he standeth behind our wall. O Lord, it is a wall that we make time and again, a wall of separation, a wall of iniquity, a wall of sin that separates between us and thee. And then sometimes thou showest that thou actually are not so far away, that thou lookest a little through the hole in the wall, a little through the lattice, or they may not see thee in great detail, they may not see thee in a great abundance. Ah, Lord, to see just thine eye, that looketh upon them in this afternoon, to show only thy lips, Lord, to give them a little kiss of favor in the midst of all their wretchedness, who have made nothing but mountains of iniquity and mountains of sin. O Lord, thou art able to come from thy distance, which we drive thee to continually. Oh, thou art able to come from that not knowing and not feeling the sense of thy nearness and thy presence. Oh, thou art able to come leaping upon those mountains, skipping upon those hills, for they are nothing for thee, to take them all away in one moment. And if our eye may look upon thee once again, as thou hast given thyself to the cursed tree, to the cross, even unto death, then we might see that those mountains may become a plain. O Lord, thou wilt make glad thy people. Thou wilt rejoice thyself to see them coming. And when thou sayest to come away now, to come away now from the world, to come away now from their own labors and all that broken covenant, to come away now from all that is of time and sense, to come away from all the fears that can be in the heart of men, and to come and to be with thee for a moment. O Lord, could it be that that desire may be again revived in the heart of thine own? For thou sayest with desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you. And it is thy desire in great desire. Oh, could it be also in the heart of thy own a desire? Oh, could it be that thou wouldest take away all the fears and everything that is standing in the way? Take us the foxes, Lord, the little foxes that spoil the vines. And wilt thou remember each and every one of those tender grapes? Oh, that thou may keep the spoiler away, and that thou mayest give them that tender people, that tender heart. Ah, it is felt so often to be in hard heart, and yet it is a grieving heart, yet it is a godly sorrow that does fill their breast, that they have left the days without number, and that they have given cause for thee to hide thy face. Ah, Lord, it is only thee who has come in the first place, and it is only thee who art able to come again. Oh, we can only beseech it of thee, that thy grace may increase, Lord. Oh, that it might be seen as wide as the ocean in this day, for those who are so undeserving of the least of all thy notice or attention. Ah, that it could be also in this day, that thou mayest give a little holy jealousy in the midst of us as a congregation. Ah, maybe it has never been in our life before. Ah, could it be in this afternoon hour that in the heart of this one or of that one, in the midst of us, there may come a true forsaking of the world and of every former friend. Ah, that we may be given to see, to behold the moment, the blessedness of the people of God, and that we may be given that desire to join in that favor that thou givest unto them. Oh, draw nigh unto us, Lord, because thou art never far from thy church, but the sense of it and the feeling of it and the enjoyment of it and the tasting of it, which is as sweet as honey, that can be so far from us. Oh, that thou wouldst visit us with a token of thy favor, of thy nearness and of thy presence. And oh, give that thy spirit may fill this place. Oh, that it might be to the drawing of many souls unto thy blessed footstool of free and sovereign grace, wherein there is sufficient for every one to feed, and all the sin of our hearts and our lives to be forgiven. All thou alone who art able to bring us back to thee and to reconcile us with a triune God. All we beseech it of thee in this afternoon hour, to whom, Lord, shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Remember all that mourn. Lord, thou knowest each and every one and their place, also us as a family, our children. O Lord, care for us all together, and that thou may give all together, that we might learn to number our days and to apply our hearts unto wisdom's ways. Care for the afflicted and the sick, those that suffer. Thou knowest him who has received those treatments. Ah, that awful announcement, and that has been given unto him. And now all the body may begin to experience that there is a breaking down. O Lord, when there is no hope from the side of man, oh, then there is a place for thee to work. We need to come there in our life. We need to come there in our hearts. Oh, we beseech it of thee, Lord, for him, that thou may show unto him the cause of all our misery, and that thou may reveal unto him the cause of the salvation of thy church, oh, that he might see it, and that he may be given by grace to embrace it before and that he has to meet thee. Lord, be on the right and on the left of all that are oppressed, all that are needy, all that need care from heaven, and teach us all our state and condition by nature, and give us a good hour together in thy favor. Separate us for a few moments under thy holy sacrament, to be on our right and on our left in the administration, in the partaking, but also in the hearing and in the viewing. And do as thou wilt. Oh, could it be for the great and glorious honor of thy most holy and worthy name, forgiving all of our many sins for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 114, stanzas 1 through 4. As thirst the heart for water brooks, so thirst my soul, O God, for Thee. It seeks for God and ever looks and longs the living God to see, and longs the living God to see. 1 through 4 of 114.